oh my God, the fucking zoo. I'm so excited. So I look up and I'm like, yeah. And then all of a sudden I feel plop and a fucking seagull shits in my mouth.
This is the Non-Confrontational Podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Non-Confrontational Podcast. This is what, episode 14?
17.
Dude, we're just up to our numbers.
No, we're 16. 16.
16, yeah.
16, dude, we're killing it.
What about when we're going to get to like episode like, oh, never mind. I'll shut up. I won't say it. Never mind. I didn't say it.
Do you want to really initiate the Greg curse?
Yeah, I didn't say it. I stopped right there. I shut up.
Good name.
How's everyone doing today? Today.
Oh, can't great. Great day.
I'd make it better if it was sunny outside, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, what have we had? Agree. Like, Ontario weather, my gosh, is it gross sometimes.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It can be.
Like, this...
This time of year, right?
But it's been, like, I feel like this is abnormal. It's been raining every day for, like, 2 weeks straight.
Hopefully we get all the rain.
For my life.
No, oh, wow. So edgy.
So edgy, bro.
No, but for real, it's been like, I feel like it's been raining every day for like 2 weeks straight, and like, what the fuck? Why did we get like in like March, we got blessed with like 1 week of like hot weather, then we got snow, now we've been like raining.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I agree.
Yeah.
It's always all over the place, I find, because like, we live in like a weird place of the world where it could snow in fucking July sometimes.
I mean, I don't think we've ever had snow in July, but I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt that it would happen.
Yeah, the latest I remember, I was in Blue Mountain in like May. I think it was like May 30th or something, like the end of the month, like maybe 7 or 8 years ago when we had a fucking blizzard.
No, that's you're right. Sometimes we get snow during the May 2-4 weekend.
Yeah.
So it happens,
I have two. Like, so I had an exam on April 21st, and this isn't even weird. We had like, it's May 3rd. We had... What's it called? I know I just dated us, but like it's May 3rd.
Oh my God, and I get ripped off.
We're pretty good. You know what? In the past, I told you not to date us, but we've been pretty consistent now, so it's okay.
Okay.
What's it called? It's May 3rd. We just had snow like literally 3 days ago, but 2 years ago, I remember it was like April 20th. I had an exam and a fucking snow day. I didn't even have snow days in December. I got a snow day. My exam got pushed back 2 weeks, right? And then I also remember this was years ago. It was when my sister was in 12th grade. She's like, I don't want to, no. She was in her first year of university. She goes, I don't want to do my exam tomorrow. I hope there's a snow day. It was like fucking bright and sunny outside. Me and my mom are like, what are you talking about, snow day? She's like, yeah, they're calling for snow. We're like, do you see the weather outside? There's no snow coming. The fucking school was canceled the next day. There was a snow day. I'm like, what? Like, it was like 20 degrees.
What school did your sister go to?
Same school as Pepsi, pretty much.
Okay, because I feel like my school attempts to murder us half the time. It's fucking ice and shit. And they're like, yeah, classes are open. Be there or you're not going to get marked.
Yeah. Like, no, she
I can't remember if mine... I think I might have had snow days. We're pretty good with it.
She would have been able to, like... She would have saw Pepsi at school if they went... Like, if you went... If you didn't take a victory lap, she would have saw you there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Pretty
funny.
Pretty sweet. But honestly, Greg, did you... You made us do something. You had this great idea, and I think you should elaborate to everybody what your big idea was.
I wanted to do that. Real quick, I wanted to thank everyone. We're about to hit 44,000 followers, so that's basically 45, which is almost 50, guys. So we're almost about to hit 50,000 followers.
And honestly, you can round up at 5.
So we're about to get that tattoo. So just to always keep shouting out, guys, everyone, 100,000 followers, we're getting bowling pin on our thigh. So make sure to share with your friends and everything like that. I also wanted to thank everyone that we are at 109 YouTube subscribers now. It's been like 2 weeks. We hit 110 subscribers. We round up here. And I wanted to say right at the beginning of the podcast, because we said this at the end last time, and only like one person, only a couple people caught it actually. So like maybe we'll say this at the beginning. So we said the last podcast at the end, we have some extra stickers sitting around of the podcast. If you guys want some, DM us, let us know. We may be able to send them out to you. It depends on like where you're located, because I was looking into it, and shipping to the States is a little difficult for us in the lockdown stuff. But if you're in Canada, we might be able to get some stickers out to you. And I want to shout out Abby and Nicole, who reached out to us for some stickers. We're sending them out to them. So hopefully by the time you guys hear this, you'll have those. All right.
You'll get
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty nice stickers, guys. They're made by our friend Marissa. Shout out to her.
Marissa,
they're
yeah.
Hold like, up, I might have them near me. I don't know. Should we show everybody or should it be?
Pepsi's got the rest
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, you got
them? I was all waving right. them in the camera
flash
last
the
time.
Camera. Oh, where are you? Fuck. Okay, my bad.
No, that's okay.
I thought, I don't remember.
If you show them, they might not want them, though. No, I'm just kidding.
No, they're high quality. People are going to want them more.
Look at this. Oh, yeah.
These are the stickers, right? And I'm going to, I'll write a personal love note on the back of them.
And spray it with your cologne.
Yeah, take a couple
yeah.
locks of your hair and put it in the envelope for them too. Yeah.
What if they clone me?
Well, what's wrong with that? We just have another pep walking around.
If you make out with your clone, is that sus? I don't think so.
If you make out with your clone, it's just masturbation.
Right.
But yeah, okay. This week, so. I think I've mentioned this, but I kind of hinted at it. We joined a YouTuber kind of challenge thing. It's put on, if
cult.
You guys know the
cult.
YouTuber.
We're in the cult.
Yes, we joined a cult. No. If you guys know the YouTuber named Airac, he's doing like this thing called Creator Now, where basically it's like a 6-week sprint where it's to force you to post YouTube videos consistent. But also what he's doing is giving a lot of like industry tips and insider information about how to grow your YouTube channel. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, let's do it. It's going to be a great community. 300 people were allowed to sign up. And already some cool things have been happening that we'll get into. But so we have to post a video every single Saturday. So there will be a video up this Saturday or like by Saturday. But there will be a video up that's not the podcast on the YouTube channel by Saturday. Really excited for that. And the idea for this one was to try and accomplish landing a backflip in 24 hours.
yeah. That's going to be been tricky so far.
So we're not all, we haven't all done it at the exact same time. I already spent a large portion of my day attempting backflips.
Woke up and went to go start doing backflips.
Because, yeah, I didn't, like, we were on the phone and we're talking about it and I go, fuck it, I'm just going to go grab my hat, I'm going to go grab some mats and I'm going to do some flips. And I can assure you that no flips were landed. But
see, I spent my time.
Tomorrow. I'm going to try again tomorrow.
I spent my time researching while Julian was just raw dogging.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Same.
So I got a lot of info on how you should like progress. Like start with a back roll. Like do it with your
hand. I did those, bro.
Out of the videos he sent us were just, he's like, okay, here we go. Throws himself in the air.
Yeah, you didn't, it didn't really look like you put anything together of like what those steps were. Like, did you just do it once per each roll?
Probably.
So in one video, I kept talking about power jumps because I watched this guy. He said, do power rolls.
Yeah, everyone, that video's got 24 million views. The same one I watched.
Okay, so yeah, I heard that, and I watched him do like 2 or 3 of them, and I don't know how many he said to do, but I did like once or twice, and I was like, yeah, power
there
flip.
We go, I figured, yeah, that's it.
I was like, power flip.
I wish I had that confidence to just do it.
I know, like, Julian does it on, like, he's doing it on his grass at least, but that's it. Like, just walked out, started flipping on his grass. I have a whole air mattress and mats and everything like that prepared. I'm going to be doing my flips tomorrow.
That's my issue. I don't have anything. That's my issue. I don't have anything.
Yeah.
It's just grass and concrete.
Yeah. Julian's also always said he's prepared to die. So I really just, I think he lived with no fear in general. So
I think what's funny is, like, his flip is you actually see, like, the ones that aren't, like, flips yet, but like you actually see him jump up and like flail up in the air and throw his body back, and then he just lands like it's just so funny because it's like it looks nothing like a backflip, but your legs and everything do get in the air.
Oh yeah, no, there's like it's a solid attempt. I put maximum effort, little skill, little technique, full effort.
But you know
what
I find weird?
The biggest problem you found?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mental. It's a mental challenge. Right?
Mental challenge.
Yeah. I have about probably 2 hours of footage of me simply standing there, flailing my arms in the air, going, flip, flip, power flip, swing,
the
swing.
You know what I find weird is you've done flips into a pool, and I know like there's like that's where you can tell it's mental, because like I've seen you get your legs over your head perfectly fine. Like obviously the landing is what's gonna be scary, but like you sent that video and it doesn't look like you've ever even attempted something like that before. But like, I've seen you do it. I've seen you get your legs into a nice flip. It's just maybe like the ending portion of like landing it, right? You get what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I've seen Julian do a front flip on a trampoline. And he landed
I did it thing too. I did it running on a track once.
Yeah.
I hear front flips are more dangerous than back flips.
Oh yeah, you could smash your face, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I've heard guys like, because when I was doing my research and videos, someone's like, has someone ever got paralyzed from doing a backflip? He's asking like an expert, and the guy's like, he's like, oh, I've heard of that. He's like, but only front flips, not really back flips. I'm like, wow, that's weird.
You're slowly eliminating the fear I had. I might do front flips in the middle of this podcast and back flips. If I can't break my neck, what do I have to fear?
No,
because I feel like you taking the pressure this way, like it snaps kind of your neck. This way, your body kind of naturally rolls, right? Like you kind of like tuck. I don't know.
So
maybe I'm wrong. Who knows?
Dude, pretty confident now.
So one of the cool things though is, so part of this Creator Now community, this I noticed this guy who was part of it. His name was Jacob Hinga, and I was like, I looked up his channel. I'm like, Jacob Hinga, and then all of a sudden it brings me to Hinga Flips, and then when I see him, I'm like, wait, I know this guy, and he's Jacob Hinga or Hinga Flips from Junk Tramp, which if you guys know, Junk Tramp is like, they have 4.2 million TikTok followers, right? So he was part of this, and I was just like, yo, that's absolutely sick. Maybe I could like message him, and because he's part of the community too, maybe he'll actually be open to doing a call with me and giving me some tips and pointers on doing a backflip. And he did. So I talked to him. He gave me some pretty good tips. But
Greg's kind of got a cheat code right now.
Yeah, I looked into getting an instructor too. Briefly, I sent a quick DM to my girl Simone Biles, probably the greatest female gymnastic Olympian ever. And she hasn't reached out to me yet, but I know she will.
No, no. No, but yeah. I was going to add one thing is like, Simone and Jack, how do you say it?
Jake.
Tramps? Jack Tramp, what is it?
Oh, Junk Tramp?
Jake Tramps?
No, Junk Tramp is like the trampoline, right? But like,
Yeah, okay. So Jake and Simone were probably just honored that like people like us reached out to them, right? Like they probably aspire to be people like us.
I mean, I think there's a chance it might be Simone Biles' first DM in a while, so like I'm assuming she'll get back to me. She's probably just busy right now working on a plan.
Yeah, she's probably make it writing up a plan Olympics. For sure.
Yeah. You know what? She's actually drawing up how you like should follow out your backflip.
Yeah. With an invitation to the training for the Olympics,
probably.
That's well, that would make most sense, right? Yeah. Then the Blue Jays are gonna we gotta go throw the pitch out soon.
Well, yeah, that's something that we're also waiting for the Blue Jays to reach out. I have been warming up my right arm. But I'm also worried they might be like, dude, it's only funny if you throw the pitch and it's bad. Man, nobody wants to see a good first pitch.
Yeah,
right?
They might sign you actually when they see your.
That's what I'm worried about. That's I don't really a have problem. The time to be a full time pitcher. Yeah, so I might actually throw with my left hand.
You don't have the time. You don't have the time to be a full time pitcher. Yeah. Too busy, right?
Because I'm really busy with the future Olympic offers and the podcast, so like I'm definitely gonna have to decline being a starting pitcher in the Blue Jays rotation.
Yeah,
I might throw it with my.
That's a lot of games per year, right?
A lot, yeah.
It is. So,
in all honesty, though, it's pretty sweet that Jake actually reached out to us. I appreciate that. It's
like, well,
yeah, absolutely. That's great. Yeah. Great community, great guy.
Yeah, because I had, you know, I used to work with like some brand partnerships and sales and stuff like that, and he was asking some questions there, so I'm like, you know, I'll try and give him a little bit of kind of like my insight, like what I had there, right? And I'm like, and I'll see if he'll help me with a backflip. But like, let me tell you guys what he told me, like a little bit, like this is gonna be kind of funny, because so he goes, okay, so first things first, do you have access to like a trampoline, a pool, an open gym with trampolines, anything like that? I was like, well, we're in like a huge pandemic lockdown, so no, everything's shut down. Like I might have access to a pool or trampoline. Like, and then after I started to feel bad, because he basically was trying to like tell me like you should be really, really safe. Like you should get a couple of friends to spot you first. And I was like, yeah, I've seen stuff like that. And he's teaching me how to spot. And like, yeah. And the whole time, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't do any of this. I literally have just a mattress to work with in 24 hours because we're in lockdown. Like you can see, we're separate again because we're just keeping shit safe. And so And I'm like, fuck. And he's like, do you know anyone who's experienced? I'm like, I have a couple of friends who are into gymnastics, knowing that I cannot, like, contact anyone right now. So I'm like, yeah. So this is all the advice he's giving me. He's like, start off with that. And then he's like, get really comfortable. He's like, if you're a pretty athletic guy, you'll definitely be able to land it properly, like, on a trampoline. He gave me, like... Oh.
Did you send him a picture of your peak male combat body?
No, you guys got to send me that video from like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's
so funny.
No, then after he says to me, what did he say? Like, then after he goes, here are some tips that will help you. Okay. So he says, when you jump, make sure you bring your knees to like up to your chest. Don't bring your shoulders to your knees. Yeah, but don't bring it. He's like, because if you, and when you jump, you want to like kind of like tip a little bit back. He's like, you want to go mostly straight, but tip a little bit back. He goes, and bring your knees to your chest. Don't bring your shoulders to your knees. Because what's going to happen is like once you jump and you want to tuck, he goes, but if a lot of people, what they do is they tuck in and they bring their shoulders in. Now you're trying to do a front flip while trying to do a back flip. It was funny. I was doing a voice call with him, but he even offered to go out on the trampolines and do this for me on FaceTime. I told him no. I didn't want to inconvenience him. Like, this was polite enough for him to already do. I'm like, you don't have to do that. So he does. He gives me all that advice. And then after I asked him, like, okay, Jake, I'm like, just tell me one thing. I'm like, give me a percentage. What do you think the possibility it is that I can complete this in 24 hours? He goes, on a trampoline, if you're a pretty athletic guy, 90% chance you'll be able to do that. Most guys can, no problem, one day. He goes, without the trampoline, on the other hand, like off the ground, yeah, your chances are significantly lower. He's like, but if you land it, he's like, send me it right away. I want to know.
Did you send them the video of mine? You should send them that. Like, this
send them a video of Julian being like, look, one of us finally got it.
Yeah.
I will.
And it's just me scooping pre-workout into my mouth with fucking socks on outside, trying to land a flip.
Crazy.
That's jokes. That's hilarious. Yeah, but that should be interesting.
That is awesome that he actually reached out to us. That's phenomenal.
Yeah. He's out in the LA area. There is a time difference. So like, he told me to call him at 1, and I called him at 1. He didn't answer, and I was like, "Oh shoot, I really don't want to inconvenience him." So I'm just gonna like, I like scared away. Like I hung up really quick. I like left, and then after he's like, he messaged me. He's like, "Sorry, I got him really late last night." He's like, "I just woke up." I'm like, "Yeah, let me know if you're free anytime later." He's like, "I'm free right now. Give me a call." So it's pretty cool. Really nice guy. Nothing to even be afraid about.
That's awesome. That's like sweet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's really nice. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah. No, he's pretty cool guy and everything like that. And so if you guys want, check out his channel on YouTube. It's Hinga Flips. On TikTok, it's also Hinga Flips, or Junk Tramp is the big one. Like, it's his whole team he's part of. I'm sure you guys have seen that. I will put like a clip of their like videos in the podcast, just like a little snapshot. Everyone knows them. They're the trampoline guys and everything like that.
Yeah. And that's what's the most crazy about it is, because like, you see them like on TikTok, and it's like you see them as like super famous people, right? Like they're huge. The account's huge, and then like he's giving us pointers on how to back.
That's what I said to him. I said thank you so much for doing this. This is pretty cool. I said, you know, I've been watching your stuff for like the last 6 months or so. I'm like, I don't even know how long it is. It's true though. I've been following them for a while. Like, I kind of regret saying 6 months, because I don't know how long they've had the account, but I just know I've been watching their stuff for a while. I've been followed to them, and because it's always cool. Yeah. Like I've watched like so many of their videos. Yeah, but it's dope.
But yeah, hopefully one of us could land it, because we wagered $1,000 on it too.
I wasn't gonna drop that on the podcast, but sure. Yeah,
we might as well.
But I'm not gonna lie, I'm cheating. I already tried. I'm gonna try again tomorrow. Yeah, dude, you got to give me a little bit more time.
Holy, like...
I feel like it doesn't have to be 24 hours in the sense of, like, one day. Like, maybe you get, like, 24 hours of practice, like, video watching in total, right?
Well,
you make it like it's a one-day thing.
Yeah, the only reason I said 24 hours is because, well, like, the latest we can finish filming this stuff to give me enough time to edit, it's Wednesday evening. Like I need to start editing Wednesday.
I'll have it done by tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon. That's our cutoff. Like, we have, okay, that's fair, 24 hours, because we started around, like, 12. Let's say 12, so 12 tomorrow. 12.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm probably gonna need more than just 12 tomorrow. I'm gonna start first thing in the morning, like I'm probably gonna start 9 a.m. my flips tomorrow, and I'll probably go like till the end of the day tomorrow just flipping. seeing to if I could land it. I'm gonna work hard on that.
I'm raw dogging the day.
Yeah.
I'm confident in myself that I cannot land it. But
nah, if you have that, if you have that mentality, you're not going to.
Oh no, for sure. I've been gifted with this glass half empty mentality.
That's perfect. But no, so what's it called? So yeah, so that's like I'm probably like I don't know if I'll do flips Wednesday unless like I'm like unless I'm really close. But you know what my concern is? I'm gonna spend all day tomorrow doing it, and I'm gonna wake up Wednesday so fucking sore.
Oh, you will. 100%.
Yeah,
if you're jumping that much and like and you've never like none of us have ever tried to do like backflips really, I feel like the muscles you're using are gonna be like exhausted like, for sure.
I'm gonna land it. You guys best believe I'm landing it. I know I am.
I have this weird feeling like Greg's gonna land it. Like I have this weird feeling like he's just gonna nail it, and then we're both gonna be out money.
That's fine.
Anyways. Okay, that's funny. I'm excited for it. I have a really like it's gonna be a good video. I always think our videos are gonna be good though. I think everything like I don't know. Like call me egotistical. I think we do funny shit.
Yeah, we're positive. Yeah. Glass half full.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have one of those guys. We can't all be positive.
Facts. You know what I spend a lot of time thinking about?
What?
What?
Is there an animal you think you could best in fucking Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, millions.
When you say Mortal Kombat, yeah, like that, you think you
like not the video game, like actual sense, like fight to the death. Like, sure, you could probably beat up most like little animals, but like, what about like a kangaroo? A bunny. What about a kangaroo?
No.
A kangaroo, no.
But the kangaroos are like legitimate, like they're kickboxers, like that's what they do.
Yeah, why are they fucking jacked?
Core strength.
You ever see the guy that punches the fucking kangaroo and it just looks like so confused?
He's got balls.
Yeah.
He's like, well, no one's ever.
Yeah. Oh, I think if it had the dog in a headlock. I think it had my dog in a headlock. I think I tried to punch it, but I don't think I'd be as effective as that dude was.
But that's another thing. Like they're smart enough to put you in a headlock.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Come on. They are basically bought a fucking MMA.
Imagine if they learned judo.
Oh,
crazy.
You know what I learned?
Judo flips you? What'd you learn?
Okay, like, I think you mentioned this, Julian, once before, but, like, killer whales or orcas, yo, they're, like, they're fucked, bro. Like, have you ever heard, like, what they'll do? Like, the shit? Like, were you the one that told me, like,
yeah,
what?
Fuck with animals.
Like, with seals, and, like, they'll fucking toss seals up in the air and shit like that? Just to kill them for fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Apparently, an orca, like, a killer whale, is, like, 10 times more dangerous than a great white shark.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, they'll fuck great white sharks up.
Demented sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll fuck great white sharks up, and they do all the time. Like, just for shits and giggles, like, they'll fuck a great white shark up.
They nudge their buddy. They're like, hey, watch this. There's a seal in the fucking just gone.
Yeah. Dead. It's fucked, bro. So, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't think I'd try to fight any aquatic animal, like big animal. No. Like, just because, like, they clearly got the advantage. I can't drag them onto fucking shore. And if I do, then I got the advantage. So it's not an equal fight ever. Yeah. But could I?
My chances against. If you gave me a weapon, I think I could take out, like, a kangaroo.
How about like
the weapon's not fair?
How about like a cat? How about like one of the big cats? Like how about like a tiger? You think you not a tiger, no, but you think you could fight like no, a you think no. you could fight like a mountain lion or something?
No. And see, the only reason this came up is because I was reading a book and the guy starts fighting an animal, and I'm like, it's probably unrealistic that he's winning right now.
No, animals are just built different.
Slip the fucking grizzly bear's punch and like killed it. I'm like, dude, I don't think you could slip the grizzly bear's punch.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Dude, no. Just
okay. You know what? I rethink my weapon. Yeah, I rethink my weapon thing because technically their claws and fangs are weapons. We don't have those, so maybe we're allowed some type of
like not like a like a knife like maybe
yeah like a knife would be fair.
Yeah, because they got like claws, right? So they basically have knives.
Because realistically, like Greg said, so I slipped the punch like this, I cracked the grizzly bear, he's gonna fucking laugh and eat me. What, like,
yeah.
What am I gonna do to it? Even if I dodge all the punches, like, what am I gonna do?
What about like a coyote or something like that? You guys think you could take a coyote?
Maybe.
Maybe a coyote. They're pretty. They're really fast. That's the problem. They're not huge, but they're fast.
Like we get coyotes in the backyard, and I've always like thought in my head, if a coyote like tries to grab my dog, I'm fucking kicking that bitch as hard as I can. Like I'm fucking this bitch up.
Yeah.
Fuck that coyote.
Yeah, coyotes are generally scared too, unless they're rabid. So if you caught one, you could probably get it. You'd probably scare the fuck out of it too.
There was that video recently of what was it? It was a thing type of cat. I showed you like the guy grabs the cat.
Oh, bobcat.
Bobcat. That dude like a bobcat attacks his wife and like grabs it. He fucking hurls it like 40 feet. Not 40 feet. That's pretty far. Yeah.
Yeah. How big do bobcats get? Because when I saw that video, it looked pretty small.
It looked like a smaller one. Yeah. And then he shot it. You don't see it in the video, but he shoots it. Apparently.
I mean.
Followed up. Yeah. It had rabies. And rabies, I did not know how dangerous rabies were, bro. I did not.
Oh yeah. We had a raccoon in our backyard with rabies once.
Yeah. Rabies are fucked, bro. Like, if you don't get the proper shots quick, like, you'll die. There's no surviving it.
Oh, yeah.
Did not know any of this.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Yeah.
It's actually, like, if you can, you should put the animal with rabies down because it could kill other animals.
Yeah, the dude shot it. To be honest. He put it down.
Yeah, we don't have an open... We're not in an open carry state, so we probably go with like a club or something.
Do you remember that? Who was in my gym class when that raccoon followed us back from the baseball field? Does anyone remember that?
Oh, me. I was with you.
Yeah.
Remember when they caught it in the cage?
Yeah. We did that in we both went in, like we were in different gym classes, but we had it at the same time. And
yeah,
because your gym class was always fun, and mine was always doing like fucking suicides. But like that one day, we all got to go play baseball together, and the fucking raccoon followed us back. No jokes.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to it.
I remember them saying it had rabies, I think.
Yeah, didn't they name it?
They don't come out at night. They don't come out during the day.
That's why they knew it had rabies. Yeah, because it followed.
They made a fucking Twitter page for it, remember?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh my god.
Yeah, free up. Free the homie. Fucking raccoon.
I don't remember what they named him. I thought it was Henry, but I could be wrong.
Henry the raccoon? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, speaking of animals, I got a pretty funny story to tell. This first time I ever went to the zoo, and Julian was there. He can attest to it.
Oh, priceless.
So it's a grade one.
Oh, God.
And my dad
knows this one.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, grade two. Yeah, yeah. And my dad would always come to, like, the trips with us, for example,
mm-hmm.
As, like, the parent, guardian, whatever. So he walks out of the bus. Julian walks out of the bus because we sat together. And I'm behind him, and I'm like, oh, my God, the fucking zoo. I'm so excited. So I look up, and I'm like... Yeah, and then all of a sudden I feel plop, and a fucking seagull shits in my mouth, and I swallow it because don't know what happened. It happened so quick.
Oh,
when I tell you, okay, the taste. You know when you walk behind like a grocery store and their green garbage is there, the big one that they pick up with the truck, that liquid in the bottom.
Yeah.
That is exactly the smell that you taste. Exactly, like I'll never forget it. It was absolutely disgusting, puke. And it ruined my trip. And from Julian's perspective, I have no idea what he even thought happened, to be honest.
Dude, I remember it, like, I don't have a lot of memories from, like, early, like, being that young, but that is something I'll never forget. You were, like, kind of running, too, because you were very excited, and you were, like, you were happy, like you said, you're like, yeah, the zoo. Remember, like, kind of coming towards you?
Laughing too hard.
It just shit. It just shit in your fucking face.
Like, right in the mouth, too. It's like the Oz.
Did you walk out of the bus like...
No, I was like, yeah! And it hit me, went, like, right down the throat and then all down the side here. And, like, I just remember the teachers laughing because, like, what else are you going to do?
Laughing? Are you kidding me?
It was fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious. They were laughing. And then they came to, like, clean it off.
Oh,
and
I'd be petrified. I was too young to be worried. Fucking second grade.
Oh, I'm telling you, flavor I'll never forget. It's like, I think about it, I could taste it.
It's one of my favorite memories. It's so funny.
Killer.
Not that you know it didn't kill you. Like, if you died.
Yeah,
you know,
birds carry, like, a bunch of diseases. Good thing you're, that was, what a way to freaking go out, huh? Fucking shit on by a seagull.
What a way to go out. Shit in your mouth. Fucking.
The eulogy would have been awesome.
No, it wouldn't have.
How do you not laugh giving the speech? Like, I know it's sad and all, but it's like, you went out fucking...
It was
like, come on.
Because usually this is terrible, but usually, like, if it was like car accident, you're like, oh, it wasn't fair. Like, the person was drunk driving. Everyone's here like, it wasn't fair. The seagull shit in his mouth.
In his mouth. How is he supposed to know that a seagull's going to shit in his mouth and kill him?
It's too like, early.
He wasn't supposed to swallow it. Why did he swallow?
He was just so happy.
You know when you pour water too deep, you can't, like it just goes down, your throat just does it? It just hit that, like, my uvula. And I was like, ugh.
How different my life would have been. I haven't met you yet. I hadn't met you yet at that point. Like, we met the next year.
No, I met you a year later.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Insane.
I always think about the fact that, like, you and Julian were such close friends. Like, why did we never hang out in third grade? I have tons of memories of third grade with Pepsi, but Julian, we didn't meet till fourth grade. So, like, that makes no sense because you guys were so close.
I don't know what
Pepsi was in a relationship with a girl in third
grade. He was. And I was friends with them. We were all in the same class, and so that's the thing. I was always there, like, you know, being like, yo, Pepsi and his girl.
Yeah, and Pepsi was like fucking such a gentleman because he was like, yeah, I'll spend all my recesses like doing like stuff with you, like skipping and hopscotch. And
yeah, they would just kick me in my shins.
Smooched up on the portables once.
So it was the
Pepsi and his third grade GF were the highlight of the year. They were the thing, the talk in our class.
They were.
It was like a long time too. It was like a long.
Couple. In grade four, I had to call it off because I heard she saw somebody at summer camp and.
Oh. Fuck, really? Bro. Yeah. Cheated on that early.
That must have hurt, eh?
It did. It hurt, man. I remember I was playing, like, what's it called?
Pokemon Billy Blue?
In my bedroom. I'm just miserable. I'm like, Julian listens to this all the time. I'm afraid he's, like, emo or something. So maybe I should listen to it because I'm sad.
Did it make you feel better?
It did. Good. It made me feel better.
Yeah.
That's what's important, man. But yeah, so that's why we didn't hang out. For sure, that was why we didn't hang out. And then I met you in fourth grade. We had
That fucking. I'm gonna mute her name, but like, what a bitch of a teacher. Yeah. One of my earliest memories of Julian was like, so we're sitting next to each other in class. He knows the story, and like, I turn to him and I take a pen. I wasn't actually drawing on his face. I was jokingly drawing on his face. And then after the teacher said something, I like slightly missed it. So I raised my hand and asked a question. And instead of telling me, she just looks at me and goes, well, if you weren't too busy drawing on Julian's face, you would know what I said. And so I was just like, okay, wow, cool. It was also a matter of like 1 second I did this. I was like, yo, Julian. And then I turn around and I fucking like a minute later, I asked this question. She gets mad at me and I'm just like, yo, can you like chill out and give me the fucking answer now? And I wasn't a bad student. I was never a bad student. She just hated me for some reason in fourth grade.
No, and that's what I mean. Who gives lip to a fourth grader?
No, she threw scissors at a kid. I'll never forget that. She actually threw fucking scissors at a kid in our class. Like, what the hell? You fucking like toss scissors at it. Like, we're in fourth grade, lady. Like,
I know. That's what I'm talking
about.
Did
he catch him or did she catch him?
I can't remember. Like, yeah, I didn't hit him. I know that. I just know that she taught. Like, you know what? Like, if that happened today, she would not be in a fucking job. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah. I don't even know how she gets away with that. But, like,
that's shit. There's a lot of things that some of our teachers did that they wouldn't have jobs anymore. That's a topic for another day.
Ended up being like a teacher at her high school, and like I like always ignored her because I hated her after that year. Throughout all elementary school, the few times that she was still there, I despised her. So I'd ignore her and leave her. And then she came to our high school and she sees me one day and she goes, Steven? I'm like, no, it's not Steven. I'm like, it's no, I'm like, not even close. And I just kept walking.
In grade 12, I was eating chicken nuggets in the stairwell because I was a PATH student for a class. And the teacher, I got chicken nuggets at lunch from McDonald's. And then I showed up to class and I'm in a bag. And she's like, you cannot eat that here. Like, it's not like what I expect in my classroom. And I was like, oh, I'm like, okay, well, like, I'm not going to like not eat them. Like, can I eat them in the stairwell? She's like, okay. So I'm sitting in the stairwell alone and she comes up the stairs and she goes, excuse me, I have to ask, are you Julian? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, are you, so-and-so? And she's like, no, actually I go by this name now. And I'm like,
yeah,
shit. I'm like,
yeah, I remember she changed her name.
Someone cuffed her up.
But she gives me this long-winded explanation about why, like, her name changed. And I'm like, I didn't ask. I'm like, this is cool. Like,
you got married. How difficult is it? You got married.
It was divorced.
Oh, it was divorced. Whoa. Yeah, that's, wow. that's like
telling me about her divorce.
That's a little bit more awkward.
She's like, oh my. Yeah, she's like, oh, stranger in the hallway, I could pour my heart out.
Yeah, it's so weird, dude. I'm in grade 12. I don't care.
No, I'm still holding the grudge over the time she gave me a C on a test. I actually got all the questions right on.
Greg almost.
I haven't seen university for Pepsi, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some things never change. Yeah. All right, everyone. So we're going to, you know, it's that time again. Gotta pay some bills, even though we don't have really any yet. And we're going to thank our sponsors who, again, for this episode are Manscaped. In fact, Manscaped actually just extended our deal with them, which was pretty cool. So we really want to appreciate them because non-confrontational right now is being supported from Manscaped. Right now, if you use code NONCON at manscaped.com, you can get yourself 20% off and free shipping. You guys know it, but Manscaped is the best in below-the-waist grooming, but you could use it above the belt as well. They offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. 2 million men worldwide trust Manscaped, and you know what? I've used it several times now. My boys have never been happier. So, yeah, 20% off and free shipping when you use NONCON for any of your waist grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boys, what did you want to say about it, though?
I just wanted to say, like you said, it works great for above the belt as well. I shaved my face right before the podcast. As you can see, no stubble other than here because I kind of like it stubbly. But yeah, it's phenomenal. I don't know if you could hear me. Could you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, so it's phenomenal for shaving your face. Top tier.
Totally.
Listen, I really do want to include something about this Manscaped product because honestly, as somebody who likes to be active, you know, you start to smell, your whole body starts to smell. And the ball deodorant or whatever, top tier. You shower, you're fresh. You do some fucking exercise workout, you smell great. It changes everything. I honestly think that apart from just the Lawnmower 3.0, the other products that we've been given, sensational.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, the boxers are my favorite pair of boxers now. The ball deodorant, you know what I find it really good for, if I'm being honest? Like, did we talk about this last podcast with washing our hair? I can't remember. Like, yeah, I was just going to know. I know I'm always honest. But anyways, I was just saying, like, you know, I don't shower every single day. I shower every other day. So on my off day,
yeah, that
stuff's really good for that, right? Right?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
So
especially, like, if, like, you work out or something, I'll put it on before. So it kind of masks any sweat smells. And then, yeah, you shower and then you're all good. And then you use the revitalizing spray. That stuff is great, too. It's refreshing.
Sensational.
But they've upgraded the motor, and they say it's a 7,000 RPM. Like, they get those reps in, bro. Motor with quiet stroke technology, which I do agree. It's pretty quiet for, like, a razor, which, honestly, I appreciate. I like being incognito. Yeah. So it's pretty cool, you know, like that. Like, we always talk about the light, the waterproof, the ceramic blade to help you with, like, not cutting, because the whole package together just, and like the build just feels like something quality. I have a couple of trimmers that are, like, really cheap feeling, and this feels great. So yeah, that's
nice,
awesome.
But fits in your hand.
It is.
I want to shave with it, like, even when I don't need to. I want to.
I just ordered
to just pick it up.
Yeah, I just ordered the blade. So I'll tell you guys how that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'd love to. I was thinking about doing that too. I was gonna pick one up. Yeah, awesome.
I was gonna get the foot spray. I notice my feet stink sometimes.
Ooh,
spray. Give it a go.
Yeah, let us know.
I was thinking the nose trimmer now because, like, I get really long nose hairs, and, like, honestly, the thing I'm probably most self conscious about is my nose hairs. So I was thinking of getting the nose trimmer. Yeah. But yeah, again, thank you, Manscaped. Thank you for the Lawnmower 3.0. Thank you, everything so far. Again, that's 20% off and free shipping using code NONCON at manscaped.com. And let's thank you guys because of everyone's support on this and the people who have gone out and bought from Manscaped already. They've been, you know, so kind to extend our deal with it. So we appreciate that. Yeah. And, you know, keep up the support. We love you all. Thank you.
We really appreciate it. We love you.
That water spitting TikTok I thought was hilarious, and I wanted to do good, man. Like, I
wanted it to do good too. It's TikTok's weird with that though.
Yeah, I know we keep saying really that. Weird. Maybe, like, I don't. Do you think it would be harmful if we tried posting that stuff on a different one? Like, I don't know.
No.
Like,
that would be.
No, I'm just curious.
Maybe it's a good idea to start a second one.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Maybe the only thing is, like, I know we're doing a podcast, a YouTube channel, and a TikTok. I don't know if, like, we want to, like, start a second TikTok and then saturate it too much, but I just don't.
I'm gonna post that one on the Instagram.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. I think it'd be funny.
His Instagram, the views seem to come, like, different. I don't know.
Yeah. For anybody listening who hasn't seen it yet, we did a don't laugh challenge where we fill our mouths with water, and then we go face-to-face with, like, goggles on, and you try and not spit the water out. But obviously, you're going to spit the water out. If, like, we laugh. And we put it on TikTok. And if you haven't seen it yet, go see it. We think it's hilarious. But, yeah, we're just discussing what we should do with them or any general discussion ones we post in the future.
Yeah, and you know what would be cool? Like, guys, we answer, like, every DM on Instagram. TikTok has a weird DM platform. Like, you can miss them really easy. So I would say if you guys want to DM us on Instagram. Let us know if you guys got some ideas, like things you want to see. If you got some of your own Guess the Movies you think would be funny. It's hard. If you put it in the comments, kind of gives it away. So, like, DM us that stuff. We'll feature it. We'll even, we'll plug your name or your at. Give us your at for TikTok in there, too. We'll feature that stuff, too, because we love the community that we're building here.
I just love when people, like, reach out to us in general because it's, like, it just feels so, like, surreal. Like, it's not. People are coming to us saying, like, oh, we love your stuff. And it's like, it just makes my day.
So we've had people reach out to us.
We're also fast responders,
too. Yeah.
We're real quick on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Julian's typically the one that runs the Insta. So you're talking to him if you're DMing. But sometimes he'll be like, hey, guys, I'm busy. Can someone grab this? So, like, you know, you might, it's like a lottery up in there who you're going to talk to.
Yeah.
But, we've had people even tell us that we inspired them to start podcasts, and that's the coolest thing in the world. So, like, we're happy we could do that. Yeah. So, I think we're going to get to wrapping this up here. A little bit of a shorter one, but that's okay. I think we had some, like, some pretty good, you know, personal stories at the beginning there.
For sure. Honestly, but, like, obviously before we, like, wrap it up, I do want to say once again, Toronto Blue Jays, we are very much interested in throwing out the first pitch of the game. I mean, if not for, like, basically being an open tryout for myself to be a starting pitcher or like relief pitcher or whatever.
You said you don't want to do that.
Yeah, but it's
still wants the offer.
You know, exactly. They could throw the offer out at us. But like, we're definitely interested. If you want me to throw with my left arm so I don't make the starter look bad that day, all for it. I bet I could throw it right down the middle with my left arm too.
For sure.
But yeah, we're really interested. We're hoping to hear from you soon. I know we probably flooded your DMs a million times.
So we'd love to do it on the... do it on the breast cancer day because Julian's going to probably wear a pink suit when he's going to come out. So that might just be good branding, you know, that we could come out in pink suits.
There's just one thing you have to clarify us on because, like, we're just really good at throwing curveballs and splitters and all that kind of stuff. You just got to tell us, like, you know, like, maybe, like, ease up a little if that's what you want or else I might
because for the back catcher it could be really hard for them to catch the ball when there's so much on our pitches so like just two... want to see and then
like I could throw like a 105 with serious movement
and lastly and Greg's... I was gonna say lastly you better like if you do want us you better have a contract there when we show up ready because if not most likely another team's gonna call once we leave.
Yeah, for sure. And then the Blue Jays are screwed because now you just lost your chance to sign us.
You know what's so funny? You're
starting pitchers out of it. You have a full rotation.
No, it's going to be funny as if this ever happens and we go out there.
It's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal. We're going to have to ask the guy to like choke up like a little bit. We're going to have to move in so we can toss the ball. It's going to be brutal. You know what I was thinking? Maybe this is a little spoiler. I'll even cut this part out. But you know, I want to get like cardboard cut out of The Rock and make The Rock a seasonal guest on our podcast. We mentioned him every podcast. I just realized we didn't, so I had to like throw this in right now. I'm gonna get a cardboard cutout. So this way, when we mention The Rock, we have him there. I might incline him more to come on the show eventually.
It might turn me on a little.
Yeah. He'll sit next to me. You guys can sit on the couch and The Rock can like sit next to me at the desk or something.
He could sit on your lap at the desk too.
Yep, he's a pretty big guy. Pretty cool. I don't know.
Yeah. You're a big guy too. With your male
contact. What would you say? You're about like maybe an inch taller?
Well, I'm 5'9", which there is like a TikTok that theoretically means I'm like 6'7" or something like that. So yeah, I'm about 6'7". Yeah, like and like
And like 150,
yeah. So if you kind of like, you know, if you put on like my sweater and like, you know, if I don't cut my hair, like, around 225, 230.
Yeah, vernal equinox, he's 250.
So. Vernal equinox. Yeah. Only on the vernal equinox, though. Well, then thank you for 44,000 followers, which is basically 45,000. So thank you so much, guys, for 50,000 followers on TikTok. We really appreciate it. We love you all. Thank you so much for 110 subscribers on the YouTube. Please go check that out, that video that's going to come out on Saturday. Like, it will be there. I don't know what time Saturday, but it will be there. You know, turn on like those post notifications, ring the bell. Watch if you do our really want to. Backflips, they're coming. See who's going to win $1,000 out of us. All right, I guess that's it. Why don't we wrap it up?
See you later.
The best. It's the best every time. It's the best.